Another blood-red sunset and yet another moon face, and still another 100 miles to my next resting place. Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car I'm all alone, but feeling good and feeling strong, knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Hey now all, I'm Joey C. Welcome back to another episode of Spirit Sherpa. This is the show that helps and encourages you on your journey to unlock your magic mojo. With me, as always, is the spirit doctor, Kelly Sparta. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Joey.
Okay. When last we met, I was telling you how excited I was with what we were going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, and I'm not excited anymore.
Because you've been listening in the last few episodes.
What I'm saying here with that is, you have nailed it into our heads not to play with astral projection, but yet here we are in an episode of Spirit Sherpa where you want to talk about astral projection, like all by its lonesome.
Well, sure, because I keep getting freaking questions on it. So I figured I might as well at least cover the basics.
Okay.
And explain to people, I wish I'd looked that book up. I'll see if I can find it for the show notes. There was a book that I read when I was in my teens that had two twin sisters. They had twin sisters, one of whom was incarcerated and the other of whom was not. And they had the ability to astrally project, but they didn't know enough to protect themselves. And so the twin that was on the outside astrally projected, and the twin that was on the inside went and took over her body. And the other one was left with nothing to do but to go and take over her twin sister's body in the jail.
And then she was trapped there.
And she was trapped there forever.
It was kind of a jerk
because
thing.
The other woman never projected ever again.
Wow, that's mean. That's just a mean sister thing to do.
Yeah, and the foundation for the word evil twin. But but it's also not impossible to have it happen, which is, you know, one of the reasons why I was like, early on, I was like, yes, that could happen. And all right, that's why I found that book when I was in my teens and fucking around with this stuff. I'm like, I should probably not do this.
All right. So when we talked about remote viewing, you made the distinction that remote viewing was about sort of taking your consciousness and putting it in another place. What's the difference here with astral projection?
Astral projection, your spirit is actually leaving your body.
So you're vacating.
You're vacating
physical.
The premises.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And the only thing keeping you alive at that point is the silver cord that connects you to the body and the body's autonomic system that keeps it going.
So the body is just working, but there's no spirit there. Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody were to come in and find you and you were not close by, they would think you were catatonic.
Now, you've talked about the silver cord before. I want to kind of get a little better understanding for us who don't really understand what that means. What is the silver cord? And you said you could follow that back to find your, what does that mean?
So I love that we're in the age of computers now because I can now explain it. So the silver cord is the equivalent of your connection to the internet.
Okay.
Okay. So your computer is your body and the internet is the spirit world. And, you know, if you think of the silver cord, it is the internet connection that is pointed to the website of you.
Okay.
That's probably the easiest way to reference it.
And not that we'll ever see it because we're not going to astral project, but is it literally just, sorry, I'm just reinforcing that.
I love you.
is it literally just visually a silver cord that just ties
it comes
back
out
to
from
your,
behind you. So it's plugged into the base of your spine.
Okay. And it just plugs you back into your body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If someone wanted to kill you while you were astrally projecting, they could cut the cord.
And then
that would kill you.
Then you could never find your way back. It would separate you from your body.
It would separate you and your body would die.
Wow. Okay. All right. This is going to be a scary episode all the way through. I can tell already. Okay. Here we go.
Yet another reason why is I don't freaking do this. Yes.
So when we astrally project, it's more than remote viewing with our consciousness. Do we become visible to others when we project ourselves there?
If someone can see ghosts, then they could see you.
Because you're in the spirit.
You're in the astral.
Yeah, you're in the astral. Okay. So that means that you couldn't necessarily physically interact with things when you astrally project?
Most ghosts, when they first cross over, can't physically interact with things.
Mm-hmm.
But they learn, if they stay on the astral long enough, they learn how to. And Ghost, the movie from the 80s, is a really good primer on that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you learn those skills, then yes, you could interact with something on the physical.
Okay.
But it takes a lot of time and effort.
And a lot of time and effort out of your body.
Out of your body, doing what you're not supposed to be doing, yes.
Right. Okay. So we're not going to do that then.
But yeah, here's the thing. If you are insistent, because there are going to be those of you out there who are headstrong and willful and don't listen to anything anybody tells you. I know this because I was you. And so I get it. And so if you're going to do this thing, which is incredibly not smart to do, then here's the rules. Okay. You must set a solid circle. Protection. Must. Mm-hmm. And if you do not think that you can do that, and do it really strongly, then you should not do this at all. And I don't think you should do it at all anyway, but you should really not do this at all. Okay. So you must set a solid circle. You must have a really clear idea of how you're going to get back, which is turning around and tugging on that silver cord mm-hmm. and following that cord back to your body. Literally, if you just tug it, it'll pull you back. And you must be able to maintain your calm in stressful situations because you do not know what you're going to find when you get out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you are loose on the astral. And much like we said in the episode that I talked about the guy who was like, oh, I can do this, right? Yeah. Where you end up, because you're new at this, you don't know how to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
And so where you end up may be very different than where you intended to end up. Because you're not very good at navigating. And you may end up in places that are benign. Mm-hmm. And you may end up in places that are really dangerous. And so, you know, you've got to be able to keep a calm head about you so that you don't get overwhelmed if you show up in someplace non-optimal and you need to get out. So if you are not calm under pressure, I really recommend you don't do this, not without a safety with you, you know, somebody who actually knows what they're doing, not some other fool trying to do this with you who doesn't know what they're doing, you know.
Well, but, to that point, then, is there value to the buddy system when it comes to this?
There is value to the buddy system if somebody actually knows what they're doing.
Okay.
If somebody doesn't know what they're doing, then you're just doubling down on the danger.
Okay.
Because then it becomes, I don't have to run faster than the bear. I just have to run faster than you.
Wow, we're back to the sisters locking each other in jail.
I'm just saying. You know, because then you might be able to get yourself out, but you can't get your friend out. And then you go back and do something stupid to try and save your friend and you end up both get eaten by the bear. It's a really bad idea,
right?
Is what I'm saying is that, you know.
So it's not just about having somebody there to keep you sort of centered. Mm-hmm. It's at that point, it's if you're going to do this, do it with somebody, maybe a guide of some kind who has been there before, if you're forcing yourself to do it at all, which is not recommended.
And after you set a circle
and
with someone you really trust, because they have to be in that circle with you to lead you.
Yeah.
And because otherwise you're not going to be able to find each other on the astral unless they know what they're doing.
Yeah. All right. So we've talked about what are the dangers of doing it. We've talked about if you're really going to, you shouldn't, but if you're really going to, these are the minimum safety rules that you should follow.
Mm-hmm.
What more is there to know about this beyond those sort of very important don't do it messages?
Well, astral projection is pulling your spirit out of your body. If you've seen Doctor Strange, that's literally what they're doing. In when she goes and goes bam into him and he gets knocked out of his body, that's what she's doing. She pops his spirit out of his body and his body falls to the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
that's literally what you're doing. You're just doing it from a laying down state. Okay. Now, getting out of your body can be a little challenging because we're attached to our bodies. Yep. Go figure.
Yep. Yep.
And know how to be in them. And it kind of feels a little bit like falling when you first start to come out of your body, because you come out and then you fall back, and then you come out and then you fall back. Okay. If you've ever had a dream of falling or flying,
mm-hmm.
flying dreams and falling dreams are you have unconsciously astrally projected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you have a lot of those, you should really ward your room.
Yeah.
Protect your room. It's a good idea. But, you know, the idea that they say that when you fall in a dream, if you hit bottom, that you die.
Yeah.
That's an old wives' tale, and then it's not true. I've hit bottom, and basically hitting bottom means you hit your body.
Okay,
now,
you're back.
What's very interesting when that happens is that you hit your body, and your body goes and divots into the bed. And it's literally like something landed on top of you in the bed, and the bed bounces back.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well,
that's because your spirit came back into your body with force.
Well, that's pretty freaking cool.
It is. And it's scary as shit for the person next to you. Usually with the partner. They're going, what just happened? And you're like, because you just woke up because you just fell and hit the ground.
Right.
And you're like, boom, what? And they're going, holy shit, what just happened? And you're like, I don't know.
Then there's crying and screaming, and it's not even for the good reasons.
And then, yeah, there's distress all around.
Exactly. Yes.
So when I was trying to do this before I got wise and decided it was a bad idea, when I was actively doing the process of astrally projecting, which I have to tell you, I never got back to it because I can do the remote viewing and the remote sensing. And so why bother with the astral projection, right? Mm-hmm. There's safer ways to do it, is my opinion. But when I was actively trying to do this, what I experienced was that I was very attached to my body. I would feel myself come up and out of my body, and there would be this moment of, oh, holy shit, I'm actually doing this. I'm doing this. And then I went thunk right back in. Okay. So do yourself a favor and try not to think about whether or not you're doing it, because the moment you go, holy shit, I'm doing it, you'll fall back in.
Right.
Okay. So the engagement of the conscious mind into the process reverses the process.
Yeah.
It's kind of like there's a movie from the 80s called Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour. He goes back in time to be with her, and he finds a random penny from the future in his pocket. And it draws him back in time, and he can't get back again.
Oh.
It's the same idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you connect with that 3D space, then you get pulled back into it.
In right. This case.
Okay.
Yeah. And he got panicked and tried to get back and couldn't get back.
Oh, all right. This is fun. Scary as hell, but it's
and
fun.
And don't panic. That would be my last rule, is the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy motto, which is don't panic. Yeah.
Didn't always bring your
towel.
Things
go horribly wrong. Don't panic.
Yes.
Pull in the cord and go home.
Yeah. But don't do it as
well.
But don't do it.
Right. But if you have to do it, don't panic.
All right. I don't think that there's much more we can talk about with regards to something that we're literally just reinforcing that they shouldn't do it over and over again.
Yeah. It's got to be boring by now.
Yes. But if there are questions that you have to ask about this, and maybe there are questions, not that you're saying you want to do it, but you just want to understand things, and I can appreciate that, then make sure you send them to Kelly. You can email her at Kelly, K-E-L-L-E, at kellysparta.com. And you can go onto kellysparta.com and you can sign up for her mailing list and get more information there. But I guarantee none of it will be about astral projection. So don't go looking for anything there.
Not going to happen. Yeah. Just keep getting questions, damn it. So finally, I'm like, fine, I'll just do an episode on it. It's fine. I'll do it.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I was surprised to say the least when we, when this one showed up in the pipeline. So.
Well, and when I talked about remote viewing, I felt like I had to talk about astral projection too, because they're related but different.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. I think it's a,
and people can say remote view and accidentally astral project. And I don't want them to do that. Right. They might accidentally decide to leave their body instead of sending their consciousness out. They might send their spirit out.
Right.
Could you do that? Could you astrally project to view something in a distant location? You could absolutely do that. But the danger level goes up dramatically.
Yeah. So as we said in the remote viewing episode, remote viewing good, astral projection bad.
Yes.
This is a simple Spirit Sherpa message here. The simple message. All right. Do you have any last things about astral projection before we go to wrap up mode here?
Nope. But I do want to remind our listeners that we are going to be doing listener profiles. So by all means, if you would like to tell your story about your spiritual journey and the fun things that have happened along the way, or the terrifying things that have happened along the way, or the holy shit, what was this moments that happened along the way?
Yeah.
You know, and get some insight from me and get your message heard. By all means, give me a shout.
Yeah. And do that, folks. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited about that and excited about getting to hear more about the listeners.
Absolutely.
And we mentioned the mailing list, so definitely sign up on kellysparta.com where you can get more information about what Kelly has going on. And you can also find Kelly at Kelly Sparta Enterprises on Facebook, where you can see even more Kelly. She does Facebook Lives there, and there's a lot of information there as well. Lots of cool stuff.
And, you know, just a reminder from the last episode, we are running the permanent stress reduction program. So if you are in that early stage of getting out of survival mode and you need to get your process started, by all means, sign up. It's fairly inexpensive for what it is. It's amazing work. People are getting great results.
Awesome.
And awesome. That's permanentstressreduction.com.
Permanentstressreduction.com. Yeah. Perfect. All right. And as always, if you're listening to the podcast, which you are, if you can hear our voices, then make sure you rate the podcast, leave a comment or a message, and let us know what you think about how we're doing.
And I just remembered the title of the book.
Oh, you did. Fantastic. Yeah. What is it?
Stranger with My Face. Pulled that one out of my butt. That was like 40 years ago, man.
Stranger?
Well, 30 years ago. Yeah.
Stranger with My Face.
Stranger with My Face.
So many
young adult section.
There we go. All right. So we'll check it out. And we'll have some information about that in the show notes as well. And that's all that we have for this week. This was a fun one, a scary one, but just remember, don't astrally project. But do join us next time as Kelly adds yet another chapter into your beginner's guide to energy, magic, and the spirit world. I'm Joey C. here with Kelly Sparta, and you have been listening to Spirit Sherpa. So long, everyone.
Bye.
Each mile I travel over 13,000 now, so I'll leave behind a little fear.
Spirit Sherpa is the sole property of Kelly Sparta Enterprises and is distributed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 4.0 license. For more information about this licensing, please go to creativecommons.org. Any requests for deviations to this licensing should be sent to kelle@kellesparta.com. That's kelly@kellesparta.com. To sign up or to get more information on the programs, offerings, and services referenced in this episode, please go to kellesparta.com. This episode of Spirit Sherpa has been produced by Honu Voice Productions.
Home and my love and my life and me.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides, so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com
and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.